Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and we are pleased to be joined via the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, the head coach of the West Rebels, Lamar Brown. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, and I would imagine on a warm day like today, it's got to be something to be taking a step in the right direction towards normalcy, to be working out with your team. What has it been like to get back on the field to some degree?
Oh, it's been great. It's been really good for the kids and coaches getting to see each other. We was apart for about 2 months with no contact, and just getting back together, the kids was really excited as well as the coaches.
Well, it's been something to see, and tell me, it was such a shame that the senior year for so many just students, let alone student-athletes, that didn't get to compete in their respective seasons. But what was this past year academically like when the curtain fell in March?
Oh, it's been crazy ever since March. Didn't have any – teachers did a little bit of stuff online and trying to get kids to get finished up, and the kids handled that stuff pretty well. But just missing the kids, not getting to see them – that was the hardest thing of it all.
Coach, were you able to do testing for those that have returned to workouts?
We have not tested. We've got some things that we do. We take temperatures every day before they enter the field as they check in. We give them hand sanitizer, and we've got it spread out throughout the field. We took it real slow. The first 2 days, we started on May 26th, and that week we just stayed outside, went Tuesday and Thursday. This week we've went 3 days, and we went into the weight room. Each kid's been in the weight room for about 10 minutes each day, just doing one station in the weight room, just so they can get used to cleaning equipment and doing that. We didn't go in the weight room at first because when you're dealing with teenagers as a coaching staff, we felt the hardest thing to do was going to be the social distancing, because that's really not who we are as a football team. We're a bunch of huggers and everything else, so that was going to be hard. And so we wanted the kids to get used to that, then this week get used to cleaning some equipment. We're going to go into the weight room probably for about 30 minutes a day next week. Row groups in there, and try that out. We did start throwing and catching the end of last week, just so they could get used to keeping the ball clean.
So, as far as the social distancing, what are you doing? You're trying to stay 6 feet apart, which can be very difficult for a football team.
We are staying 6 feet apart, and like I said, the only thing we're doing is basically some agility stuff on the field, doing a little bit of conditioning. And the kids that have done well with it, that they've really focused on it. I was really proud of my coaching staff, because they have made it a focal point to coach social distancing right now, because it's like I told the kids, the way we handle this situation now is going to determine whether we have a season or not. So they've done a really good job with it.
You mentioned the temperature checks. Have you had anybody – that had a temperature that was above what you would want?
No, we've not even been close. We set the cutoff at 100 degrees, and mm-hmm. and we've not even been close to it.
Okay.
Coach, did you would you ever have imagined having to practice like this and go through circumstances as you and other area teams are having to deal with, essentially across the country?
No, this is something I never dreamed I would be doing, taking temperatures before kids come in and everything. But that's where we are. We have to adjust and adapt. But I think most football coaches are really good at that. We went through the, whatever it was, 7-8 years ago, all the concussion, concussions in the media was putting out. And I think the coaches did a really good job. I know we changed the way we tackle. We don't have a lot of contact in practice now. So we adjusted and adapted to that. I think coaches will be able to adjust and adapt to this.
As you talked about taking it slow and kind of warming up to this, what have you set in terms of the plan for when you get to I mean, when will you be able to take that next step and, I guess, get closer to a regular/normal practice?
Well, we're waiting on to see what happens with any new Knox County guidelines from the health department, and those will come down through the school. But really, I don't plan. I'm hoping that it gets close to being back to normal after we get back from the dead period, that I will feel comfortable putting a helmet on kids and going out and doing some type of something that looks like football practice anyway after mm-hmm. the dead period is what I'm hoping for.
Our guest, Lamar Brown, head coach, West High School. Coach, as far as conditioning, did you find that you had players at all different levels of conditioning?
Yes, we do. We've got, and it's kind of what we expected. We've got kids that, you can tell that they've been doing some work during the 2 months off. We sent out basically a body workout and some conditioning every day to our kids. And you can tell that a lot of the kids did that. And you've got a few that you can tell probably slept all day and watched TV and played video games.
My kind of workout.
Yeah.
As far as the dead period is concerned, I know at least one state has said we're not going to have a dead period. We think that there's been enough time off for the athletes. Do you support a dead period, or would you rather not have one?
Well, I think we have one for a reason. I know TWSWA looked at that today, and that was a little frustrating with me. The first thing the TWSWA came out and said when they addressed this situation was, we're going to go by the calendar. And the dead period is one of the number one questions I get asked about from parents, so they can go on vacation and do some stuff. And, then they're going back and looking at it basically about a week, 2 weeks before the dead period. I really didn't understand that, but I'm actually for a 2 week dead period as soon as school's out. I know that's a little bit harder to enforce because all school systems are out. We used to, before the dead period, I used to give kids the first 2 weeks of school off because everybody's excited to be out of school, teachers and players. But when they went to the dead period, we can't really do that anymore. So that would be what I would vote for, but I know there's not going to be many people vote for that.
Do you find that a lot of your players and their families will be going on vacation during that dead period that they had already planned for that?
Yes. And then, that was what we was trying to put together, a plan that if they did change it, what we is going to do. I mean, the first week of dead period, I have a vacation planned, and I know a lot of our kids have vacation plans. If they did change it, we is going to have some coaches there each week, and the ones that could come in.
Coach, your team last year played 14 games, made it all the way to the state semifinals of 5A football. What do you think about the team that you return as you prepare for the 2020 campaign?
Well, we've got a lot of holes to fill, but we have a lot of players coming back also. We lost some really good players. It's really hard to tell right now. We haven't seen them for 2 weeks. We're just hoping to get some of our questions answered in the spring, and we missed that opportunity because we missed spring practice. So that process is going to have to speed up a little bit for us come July, and we've got to start getting that figured out. But I really like where this football team's at. They're working really hard. That they're a fun group to coach, and they carry, they're carrying and building a lot of the stuff that team last year did. They're building up on it.
Well, as you mentioned, you did say goodbye to great talent as well as leadership, but also to have the success that you guys had, just one loss in the regular season, and you played every game you could with the exception of one, and that would be the title game. What does that do in terms of lighting the fire for what was a very unique situation where you had a lot of guys that was up to them to get the job done as they work out or just stay as fit as they can during the unique time where there was no school?
Well, we have a lot of kids that are still upset about decentralized. I think it has really pushed a lot of them through this time. That was a loss that really hurt. And they've carried that hurt with them. And it seems like, you know, we have a little chip on our shoulder, and it seems like there's some people doubting how good we're going to be. And I think our kids like that stuff, that they like to take it and run with it. And so it's been, you know, the first 2 weeks of workouts have been really good. We've got 100-something players out, and they're working really hard and trying to get through the day. And it's been tough on them because no matter who you are, if you're doing a workout at home, you don't have the motivations of your friends and your teammates pushing you, and you probably don't push as hard as you do when you're in a football weight room environment. So they're trying to get back in shape and get that stuff. But like I said earlier, this is a great group of guys that are really fun to coach.
What has it been like to work with your staff to formulate a plan and just kind of get at least to this point in trying to get a step in the right direction as far as getting ready for the season?
Well, my staff's really unique. You know, about half of the staff was at West High School when I got there, and I brought or hired the other half of the staff. And my coaching staff, they're my best friends, and it's a very unique situation where, you know, we really do love and care about each other, and I think it carries over to the kids. But, you know, it gave me a good group of guys to really lean on through this, because, you know, there for a little while, we're trying to figure it out. And instead of me having to sit down and figure it out by myself, I've got 10 other guys that I can lean on. And my assistant coaches had some great thoughts on what we need to be doing and how we need to be doing it. And they've helped lead us through this situation. And it's been really fun. You know, it energizes you a little bit because you're dealing with something you've never dealt with before. So you're having to do a lot of research and trying to figure it out on the run.
We've, of course, seen college coaches do a lot of Zoom meetings and virtual meeting rooms and things like that. How have you stayed in touch with your players or tried to maintain contact?
Well, we've communicated with them every day. We have a message board on our mind, and we communicated with them every day. We did not do any Zoom meetings with the players. The coaches had a few Zoom meetings trying to get everything together. But, you know, a lot of those coaches will put up their Zoom meetings with their players posted on Twitter, and 3/4 of the players have the screen blacked out, don't have the camera on. So I don't really know how you know who's listening and who's not. We talked about it as a staff, and we thought there might be a time that, we may have to have Zoom meetings, but we didn't think we got to that time where it was necessary for us to have one. But, you know, one thing I have thought about is because we have so many players and right now we're not able to get them in a room together, when we get back after the dead period, we're probably gonna do some of our installation on Zoom meetings and meet with the players later in the evening to plan the next day's practice.
Okay. And tell me, do you have many guys that perhaps were coming back off an injury or anything? How healthy are the Rebels at this point in time of the summer?
No, we're really healthy. One of our best football players didn't even play a snap last year, Noah Geiger. He got hurt in our last scrimmage, he's been cleared, and he's back to work now. We're really excited to have him back, but overall, we're a pretty healthy bunch, and we as a bunch that we were banged up at the end of last year, trying to get through the season, and we had a lot of guys that was playing hurt, and they fought through it, but they've had time to heal, and you know, in one aspect of it, you know, that 2 months off may have been good for a lot of our kids that were trying to get back healthy.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate an insight into what it's been like to get back on the practice field, what you've been able to do with practice, and here's hoping that there aren't any setbacks along the way, that all of high school football can march along with other sports towards the direction of getting ready for a season that starts on time. But thank you for sharing your thoughts and insights, and, Coach, good luck. We look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's Lamar Brown, head coach at West High, the football rebel.